This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Dirty, rich. That's what we are. Beautiful, dirty, and rich. Thank you guys for tuning in. Bing is for doing, and welcome to the very first premiere episode of Vanderpump Rules After Buzz TV After Show. We'll be covering episode one called Welcome to Sir and episode two called This is a Breakup. I'm Jake Dupree, your host, and I have some beautiful hosts with me, some extremely beautiful hosts. Might I add, please introduce yourself, ladies.
I'm Danica Kennedy.
I'm Michelle Renee.
And I'm Brooke Chavez.
And we are so excited to be here tonight. I love it. So let's get started right off the bat talking about episode one. We missed last week, so let's just cover it. First impressions. Let's start off with Miss Sheena. But first, I gotta recognize the transition from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to Vanderpump Rules. Genius. Brilliant.
Flawless.
Mm-hmm. That's how it's done. It really is.
It really is. The music, the transition, everything was flawless. I loved it. I felt like I was 21 again. I'm only 25. But I went back to my college days when I went over to LA and started auditioning again. I was living in an apartment with two or three or four other guys. I can't remember, but it was amazing.
Definitely.
I loved it.
What did you think?
Yeah, I liked the transition. I don't know. I mean, I thought it was cool and innovative the way they did it, but
so let's just get started right off the bat talking about Sheena, because she was the one that led us into Vanderpump Rules. So let's go ahead. What were your opinions of her?
Well, I mean, we obviously, the audience already had prior experience because they had seen her on a few episodes of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. and obviously, she kind of started off, I guess,
she's
on
made
the wrong
a name
foot.
For herself
yeah.
on the gossip blogs and put herself out there. So mm-hmm. she's got to be open for judgment, which I think she is. I think she would be.
She wants to be famous, and all she's famous for right now is being kind of a home wrecker. So she started off on the wrong note, I think. But I'm starting to like her a little bit, so we'll just see how she turns out later.
I'm on that side for sure.
And I think she's very sweet, and I don't know if that's a contrived move by her, because she knows that she maybe has a negative, you know, image already, so maybe she's trying to be sweet, or maybe is she, like, just naturally a sweet person?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
I think we'll find out as the season goes yeah. along. But I honestly think she might be a very sweet person.
No, I agree, but
yeah.
Just wondering.
What about
I think
you?
She has to be a sweet person for all that she's endured already in terms of Stassi, obviously. And then just her sit down with Brandy. I mean, anyone would be terrified to sit down with Brandy, I would say. And that's my girl, Brandy, because she tells it like it is. She's an interesting person, I would say. And then her whole kind of moving into music spiel that we mm-hmm. get to see then and there, which is interesting.
What did you think about the whole Britney Spears comparison things? Because I thought that was a little strange. I'm like, you're not doing yourself any favors. Just
yeah.
take it back for a few seconds.
Sheena, we think you're cute.
Yeah.
And you probably have some talent, but you don't look like Britney Spears, honey. I don't see it. I'm just calling it like it is.
You're allowed to.
I don't think
you're
she does either.
Britney,
Shayna is to Britney Spears as Kenya is to Beyonce.
Right. OMG. OMG.
Yes, I love
Put that. Twitter.
Oh, snap!
Bam. Oh. All right.
Can that be a trend right now?
But four beautiful ladies. They're all beautiful.
Extremely beautiful.
Extremely mm-hmm. beautiful.
Now, so let's move on from Sheena, of course, our little Britney Spears oohing and aahing in the studio and everything. Right. Let's move on to Stassi, her arch nemesis.
Overall impressions.
And everyone is silent. I love that.
Ooh.
Tread lightly, ladies. Tread lightly.
Yeah. Well, we had an interesting night tonight beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I had an opinion about Stassi. I think she's gorgeous, first of all. I really do.
Just
she's
so beautiful. You know, just preface this, everyone. Yes. Myself, Michelle, and Brooke, we went to Sir before the show, got a little drinks, had a little fun, and Stassi was actually our server, and she was extremely, extremely nice.
Yes.
So, and we talked to her, and hopefully she will be on very soon, so stay tuned for that.
We actually did not expect her to be our server. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like a little frosting on the cake for us, and I don't know. You go for
She is, like, absolutely stunning in person, in
yes,
real life.
Extremely yeah. pretty. Yeah.
So, was she friendly?
She was really friendly and really nice, sweet, a very attentive waitress, like, always checking up on us, making sure our drinks were filled. And she did an awesome job.
And it was pretty busy there that night, tonight, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but y'all are holding back a little bit. I need you to be honest with everyone out there listening. Give your real opinion about Miss Stassi. I know all of you have one, so let's go for it.
She kind of scares me. I'm not going to lie.
Here we go.
She's beautiful, and she's just a little bit scary, especially with the whole Sheena thing. She's very against what Sheena's done with the whole home wrecking affair thing. And instead of just, you know, looking down upon it and sort of being like, oh, I don't agree with it, she's brutally mean to her about it and just kind of attacking her. And I don't think Sheena knows what to do, kind of. And it's not just Sheena's fault that about the affair. It's also like, oh, well, he cheated on his family. It wasn't just, like, only her doing.
It's a two-way street for sure.
This is true.
It's really sad because Sheena's the new girl at work, and she's kind of being excluded because that happened to her, and she's having to deal with it. And I feel bad for her.
As do I.
I think that we need to, in the case with Stassi, we need to kind of be cognizant of the fact that this is reality TV mm-hmm. and realize that maybe she's being hardcore and a little snappy on the show because she knows that that's what's going to get the show a second season. That's mm-hmm. what's going to get her a spinoff. So, I mean, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt and say that she's a genuinely sweet, nice girl like we experienced tonight, and that maybe she's just putting on the glitz for the show.
And she's also an actress, so she knows how to put it on for the camera. So she knows how to get her camera time, and good for her for getting, you know, mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll get a second season just based on these first two episodes. I really honestly do feel that way.
Oh yeah, she's definitely stirred up enough drama, and I'm not sure which housewife said it. I'm a diehard Housewives fan, but someone said something along the lines of, I had to be the B-I-T-C-H. I don't know if I can say it on the show.
You can say it. Just
okay,
say
good.
It.
I don't know. You know, I had to be the one who was going to stir up the pot, and Stassi is definitely the one who's stirring up the pot. And I kind of like it, you know? Everyone loves a bad girl every once in a while.
It makes them for some good, damn good TV, okay?
Yeah, very entertaining.
And it was also a little refreshing because we see her being such a bitch.
Uh-huh.
On the first episode, and then moving into tonight's episode, we saw the opposite side of that, which was her being really emotional over Jax and actually crying and kind of, even though she was still being mean to him, kind of, she...
Even though it's on the verge of psychopath.
Yeah, but you see that she has emotions and that she actually cares, because if she was just a heartless bitch, then she would just be, you know...
Just rude for no reason.
Yeah, rude for no reason and not crying and having no emotions whatsoever.
It's a really popular saying that if someone is that mean to people, there's a lot of hurt behind them. Mm-hmm. Do you think that she's come from a lot of hurt, maybe bullying from any, you know,
she's
growing
insecure,
up and stuff? Yeah, for sure.
Definitely about her relationships. And she even mentions in the first episode, I think, that she's been cheated on a couple times. And that's why she's always freaking out about what Jax is doing and where he is at night, and she has major trust issues, which is why she flips out so easily.
Mm. And you know, she might have good reason, though. I mean, we are in Hollywood, the Mecca of gorgeous men, and Jax is quite the gorgeous man. I'm not happy about his haircut, but
I mean, not,
I'm sure he can pull something of his own.
Not to call her out, not to call Stassi out at all, but when she says all about this, like how she's been cheated on so many times and things like that, I mean, it makes me wonder when, like, I don't want to dive too much into the second episode till we get into it, when she says that she's been through so many serious relationships. I'm 23. I've been through so many serious relationships.
She says that, like, five times, too, by the way. Really,
you can't help but wonder how many times she's considered, like, a fling or, like, two dates, like a serious relationship and him sleeping with someone else cheating. Like, I really think she's just so possessive and so controlling that, like, once she gets one guy, if he sleeps with anyone else and they're not even exclusive, she'd consider that cheating in a way.
And I think that's a maturity thing as well. She keeps always commenting on, you grow up, you need to grow up, you need to grow up. But I think she's the one that might need to look at herself and be like, I need to grow up in this situation.
Absolutely.
And they're like 10 years apart, too. So
I mean, who are we kidding ourselves? It's clearly not healthy. I mean, it's so obvious to all of us that this is some girl that... Not some girl, but someone who's very smart and playing her cards and the way that she needs to play them with a guy who also has major insecurities himself, even though he's gorgeous. You know, she's playing on all of the Hollywood cards.
Yes. I think it's a super codependent relationship. Like, they both need each other and they both hate each other and they both love each other. It's just a strange cycle that's just not healthy.
Yeah. What do we hear at the beginning? It's like an all or nothing. It's either never or forever.
Zero or 100.
Yeah. I think that's every, like, Hollywood relationship that we hear about.
Yeah. I don't think she needs to change necessarily. I think she just needs to find the right guy that is maybe not so high maintenance.
I don't think he's high maintenance at all.
Not high maintenance, but I'm saying, you know, like a guy that is...
I feel like the problem she's having with him is that she keeps telling him to grow up and grow up and grow up, but he's his own person, and she obviously can't be her own person without controlling him. Because, like, yeah, he's 33, but he's living the Hollywood lifestyle. He moved out there to be an actor, to be the model like the guy, and he's doing the modeling, and she can't handle him. Like, there was even a point where he says that she canceled a modeling gig he had by acting as him and sent an email saying that he can't do it because of another female. Like, he has his career, and she's holding that back. She's the one who needs to grow up. Like, he's low maintenance. He just doesn't know how to deal with her, because obviously he does care for her, but it seems like that California, like... I love her, but, like, I don't know if we should be dating kind of thing, because he's like a ladies' man that has one girl, and she's, like, the one girl that can't handle that he's a ladies' man.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe she needs to date someone that's not a model.
Exactly.
She needs to date
someone that's regular.
A regular guy that might be a little bit older than him, or, you know, just, I don't think that their relationship is
but
working, not because she's so immature, just because of the... industry that they're both in.
He's getting too much attention and she can't handle it,
yes,
too. Like, she's always constantly worried and jealous. And I can't even believe when they were talking about that part that she canceled his modeling gig.
Deal breaker.
Yeah. I was like, I would have dumped her right then. Like,
that is your money. That's your livelihood. You don't mess with that.
That's your job. That's what you're trying to do with your life. And she's standing in the way of it.
I think they just have two different goals.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. He wants to do the Hollywood party style, because he's still looking good-looking guy. He needs to do the modeling while he can, because that doesn't stay with you your whole life. And he needs to figure out his career options from there. And she obviously wants something more serious than he's going to give her.
They even mentioned that she got Jax the job at Sir so she could keep a closer eye on him.
Yeah.
Oh. Which is too much.
That's too much togetherness.
Little intense.
Living together, working together, playing together.
Yeah.
It's not a good combination.
It's like they're married.
Too much time together.
Speaking of couples that live together, first impressions of...
Yes, moving on from Stassi and Jax, okay?
We'll come back to them.
Yeah. Right. So we have Kristen and Tom Sandoval, because there's a Tom Schwartz, so we'll get to him. So Kristen and Tom. But first, I think we need to talk about Stassi's lackeys, which are Kristen and Katie.
Mm-hmm.
They like to fuel her fire a little bit. They like to fan the flame.
They like to be a part of the drama.
Yes, of course.
They want to be a part of it. So if something's going on, they quickly join and put their input in there. And usually stand up for Stassi.
They're twists.
Uh-huh. Yep.
They like to add fuel to the fire, which is really evident in the second episode tonight as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something really superficial. So you've been warned.
I love it.
Go for it.
I hope that it's the case with those two, especially Kristen, as it was with Stassi, that they're extremely beautiful in person. But I was very turned off by them being like, we are so attractive here at Sir. Everyone that works at Sir is beautiful. And not to say that they're bad looking, but like, if first off, I don't think anyone should say that. Not even like the hottest woman ever. Not even like Kim Kardashian. She's
like Miranda
gorgeous,
Kerr.
But, like,
no one.
You know, like no one say, like, let other people compliment you. Don't compliment yourself. But if you are going to take a step and put yourself out there and say that, yeah.
You're not making any fans with that statement.
Yeah, you're not. Mm-mm. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But I haven't seen you at Sir yet, so maybe you look better. Yeah. All right.
That's how they all are on the show, though. They're all like, oh, we want to be famous and we're so hot, but we have to work at a restaurant until we get big.
And a question came up for me while I was watching all of their little confessional moments wanting to be famous, because we heard Sheena say it and we heard Tom say it and Kristen, I believe, said something about it. But do you define fame as being followed by the paparazzi? Because I feel like this group of people define it that way. Like, if people aren't following you or people aren't caring about you, that doesn't mean you're famous. So what do you think about that? Is fame defined by being followed by the paparazzi?
Fame is defined by whether or not you're serving me at a restaurant still.
Unfortunately, right now, I really feel like fame at this moment, unfortunately, is whether or not you're trending on Twitter or the paparazzi is following you or you're on some random reality show, because let's face it, reality TV is booming right now.
I mean, this
or you're on the cover of Us Weekly. At this moment, I mean, it has nothing to do with whether or not you have talent. I mean, I feel like talent today is like being able to, I don't know, drink longer and show your hoo-ha wherever you need to show.
I
right?
Yeah, that's great.
It's true.
It's true.
Go ahead.
I don't know about fame, but looking at people who are like famous today, I mean, that's how you become famous. But fame, I think, is a recognizable name. Whether you have a recognizable name or not, like these people, I don't consider them famous, because if you ask anyone on the street, you're like, hey, do you know who Stassi is? Hey, do you know who this is? Unless they've watched the show, they're not going to know.
The majority of people wouldn't know who that was.
But if you go up to someone who's like, hey, do you know who Snooki is? Even if they've never seen Jersey Shore, even if they've never heard of Jersey Shore, they're still going to know who Snooki is, because of they got Snooki's Baby, they got all those things going on.
Or Honey Boo Boo.
Exactly. And to go off of what Michelle says, I don't know, Emeril's pretty famous. And he serves in a restaurant.
But that's different.
I'm just like,
I was just a celebrity.
I'm actually really surprised, though. I had to say that I was super surprised when we sat down and Stassi was serving us. I was like, oh, wow, I did not expect that at all whatsoever. So I kind of have to give her props that she's still working and doing her thing when, you know, she might have a show that's coming up on... Maybe not number one. She's not in the Housewives franchise, but coming up, and we're talking about her right now, and I'm sure a lot of people who follow the Housewives franchise who aren't as old and are a little bit younger and are feeling this, you know? Mm-hmm.
I mean, this show got 2 million viewers, which a lot of network primetime shows, scripted shows, cannot say that. So I think that there's something to be said at this day and age about reality TV, that you see their faces along with real celebrities like Julia Roberts and Kate Hudson and stuff. You see their faces on huge magazines, not only just tabloids, but magazines like Vogue and Elle and GQ. Mm-hmm. So you got to think about this. Like, celebrity is not just being an actress and being talented anymore. It's also being a personality.
It's all about ratings, honey.
And I honestly think that one of the things that I think that the Jersey Shore is so successful is because those people are so shamelessly themselves, and they don't care that they're this drunk, ridiculous person. And I feel like these kids on this show could end up being that, because they're so shamelessly themselves. And I don't think that Stassi honestly cares that she's coming off as a huge bitch.
Well, I would argue that the only person that's themselves is Stassi.
I agree with that.
So, I have to say, I think Stassi knows what she's doing. Whether or not she's being shameless about it or not. And I think with Snooki and the other Jersey Shore crew, I'm not sure that they knew that what they were getting into and that she wouldn't predict that she was going to be on the cover of Rolling Stone, for example.
Yeah.
And they just did their thing because that was their thing as Guidos and Guidettes. And I feel like Stassi and Katie and Kristen, they're following trend. And I think they're just being smart.
They're smart business people.
Mm-hmm. The show's a recipe for success.
Mm-hmm.
Just by looking at the whole business proposal behind it, you have somebody who has her fame from reality TV. We have The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That throws into, we have a restaurant that we can focus this show around, and servers who will become part of this show and have a reality show around it. Just by watching a show on TV, they pulled you guys to Sir.
Mm-hmm.
They pull fans to Sir, mm-hmm. people from all over California, people who visit California. They're basically building this restaurant cannot fail.
No.
As long as this TV show is on air, they will have a steady line of new clientele. They will have a steady line of regulars.
Tourists.
And what
exactly,
you said about being surprised that Stassi is working there. I wouldn't be surprised that if this show goes for 5 seasons, that she's working there the whole 5 seasons and past that. Because during the season, people will go there and request her. Off season, people will go there and request her. And they will probably tip her ridiculous
More.
Amounts
Yep.
of money. It's like having, she's getting paid for being on the TV show, and she'll probably make anywhere from 50 to 100 grand in tips alone just working there. I mean, it's brilliant.
It's
honestly.
A smart business plan for Lisa to do this. I think that's genius. Genius.
Well, I have waitressing experience, so Lisa.
Hire, boo.
Right?
If you need us.
You need a black girl on the show.
Right?
Yeah, we already got one.
All right. So I think that we're done with episode one. So let's move on into episode two. And
fight.
Let's start off with Stassi and Sheena, because this fight, I don't think that it's ever going to end. Never.
They're enemies.
They are enemies. I don't even think they're frenemies. They're enemies for sure.
Right. They do not like each other.
So we see Stassi and Jax at lunch with each other after Jax is supposedly out in his car. Then we quickly cut to Sheena and her mom at the tattoo parlor.
Just getting some tattoos for fun.
Just getting your tattoos
fun.
With your mom.
Mom,
I thought that her mom
punch.
Kind of looked like her sister, even though she had her when she's 19, so she's clearly much younger than most moms are. But I was like, okay, sister, get it, sister. And I was like, that's her mom. Oops, sorry. So good for you,
right.
mama. Get your life.
Hot mama.
I'm all about mama, daughter, bonding time, family values, you know.
Even if it's getting a tattoo on
yeah.
your neck.
Normally we see those, you know, relationships play out maybe over lunch or a shopping trip.
Yeah.
So we've never seen mom and daughter matching tattoos. So
little tickety-tack.
I don't do that with my mom. But
times are changing.
I don't know about you guys.
Times are changing.
Was I the only one who, when it showed the tattoo, I was like, oh, a hummingbird, original.
Yeah. Behind
At
the
least
ear,
it wasn't
too.
A swallow. And have you seen those?
That's true.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Right?
No,
Everyone has Ashley,
those.
Real
exactly.
House, Ashley, Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah. Swallow. Mm-mm.
But I did think the tattoo was cute. I did. I thought it was very delicate and feminine. And
but how do you feel about it being on her neck so close to your face, especially when you want to be an actress and you're not like super household name as an actress?
Yeah.
Like, why would you get a tattoo up by your face?
Don't ask me, because I've always said about tattoos, it's like putting a bumper sticker on a Bentley for me, so I'd rather not.
Like
or at least have it more discreet if you're trying to be an actor.
Yeah.
Depends.
I agree.
I think on the inside they kind of know that they're probably not going to make it as an actress, just because this show is like a 1 in a million chance to be on it, and that is like their break. And
yeah.
to be on this, it's like you can either go back to trying to be an actor, you can milk this into a career and turn it into something, and I think that's probably what they will decide to do.
Make the most while you got it.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think this is going to ruin their shot at what they're trying to accomplish? Like, for the ones that are trying to become actors, do you think they're not going to be able to do that now that they've been on a show like this?
I just think it'll be smarter for them to not dream for those hopes. Like, they're not going to be the next Mel Gibson. They're not going to be the next Tom Cruise. Like, they won't be able to get into those roles with their reality background. It just doesn't work out. Hollywood's a town like that. But they can probably make... They can either go into acting and probably do the whole Shark Night movie, the kind of thing, or they can turn this into a career and do what other people have been doing so well lately, and doing what this show represents, just going from Real Housewives and turning it into your own show. I mean, you can turn it into a successful career. People who have been on Survivor can make a whole career out of just doing, going to conventions and
Elizabeth
talking to
people. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, look at her. She's on The View, second season of Survivor. You can do it.
Crazy.
It's a whole other story.
Reality leads to success.
It does. It does.
Look at NeNe Leakes.
NeNe Leakes. Right? Primetime scripted show. NBC. Right? Boop, boop, boop. Bye, bye, bye.
Bam.
So next time we... boop, boop. Next time we see Sheena and Stassi interacting with each other is at the Gay Pride float, which... Of course, I'm so happy that Kevin Lee is back on Bravo Networks. He needs his own damn show. So I'm kind of
I agree. He needs his own reality show.
I just can't even imagine what his house looks like or what his car looks like. I just want to see that because he's so ridiculous. That, like, wig that he's wearing is a little amazing.
The body is
a little amazing. So I'm glad he made his appearance back decorating that damn float. It looked like a hot pink gay mess. That's all it looked
yeah.
like. I'm
That's
just
what
being
you
honest.
For you.
Just being honest. But what would you expect? Lisa, she delivers.
It so looks like fun.
We see Sheena on the back of the float with Jax, and clearly Stassi and Jax have had a fight. Then we see Miss Sheena put lotion on his back, and we see all the little bees buzzing back there coming for her. So
They're
what do you
not
think?
Happy.
What do you think? Do you think that Sheena? When I was watching it, I was like, Sheena, I think she knows what she's doing. She's like, if they think that I'm going to do something bad, you know what? I'm going to push it and try to push it. But I don't think it came from a mean place. But I think once someone expects something from you, you kind of do it. Do you get that feeling at all?
Well, did he ask her, hey, can you put some lotion
on
me? Yeah,
he did. Yep.
So She was just doing what he asked her to do. It wasn't like central, like, ooh, I'm going to rub all over your body.
Like she said, she wasn't like, I'm massaging it into him.
But she was, though. Like she said, she was like, I did like a little pat, pat, pat. You did not pat.
No.
You rubbed.
It was a little
bit
it was
that.
It
extended
wasn't
rub.
A full-on like sensual massage, but it wasn't just like a friendly, like, let me... put this sunscreen on.
Yeah, boop, boop.
Mm-mm. And okay. I have an issue with it just because I don't think it's that big of a deal if you're legitimately helping someone get their back with the sunscreen. But you have to think before you act. If you are doing that to the boyfriend of someone like Stassi,
who already hates
you. Yeah, it's going to end well. And if you already have the reputation as a homewrecker, maybe not the best move for you to make. Yeah.
Oh, I think she knew. I so think I she 100% knew.
Yeah, like, are we kidding?
I don't. Seriously,
are we having this conversation right now?
Yeah, I don't think she was doing it sensual like and everything. But I think when he asked her, she was like, "Oh yeah."
Okay.
Like I'm sure she knew, and I'm sure the producers might have had something to do with it too, because you know this was happening. And as soon as it started happening, you have Katie and Kristen immediately on that, doing their whole.
That was inappropriate. I felt like that was inappropriate for them to jump in and be like, excuse me, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That's inappropriate. Right. I was like, let them fight their own battles. You two don't need to be in the middle of it. And then, of course, Lisa chimed in and was like, if there's drama, you're going to find Kristen in it. And why do you think that is? Like, why do you think she needs to be in the middle of everything?
She has no storyline. I mean, this is on the only... sorry.
It's true.
This is only the, true. It's only the second episode, so I don't know. I'm sure there's lots more exciting things
juicy
coming
things.
From Kristen. I'm sure there are. But her and her boyfriend seem pretty happy. They're on the road to marriage, I guess. There's no drama as of right now. So what else is she going to... What
Sad.
Else is going
to
happen?
There's not enough drama from her to have her own plot line
yeah,
with
so
that.
She has
I don't know about marriage, though. They've been together for, what, like 5-6 years? And Tom?
Yes. And then they said on the first episode, they asked him, I guess the producer probably asked, where do you see both of you in 5 years? And they both said... Marriage.
Married,
kids,
yeah. White picket fence.
Which I genuinely think, looking at the two of them, I think they actually like each other. Whereas mm-hmm. you look at Jax and Stassi and you're like,
mm-mm.
You hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a sexual thing, I feel like.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just her way of throwing herself in so people know who she is more.
Remember me?
But,
it might be quintessential high school head cheerleader and, you know, quarterback get together just to cause more drama and have more look at me.
So this is what happens when they're not drinking. What would that have
Jax
been?
Jax was drinking.
Well, yeah.
At
the end of the second episode, Jax takes like seven shots in a row.
They might have been drinking before, too. Remember, Lisa said, are you guys really drinking right now? They had the tequila.
Yeah, the float, though.
Yeah.
Like, they were not allowed
Cuervo.
To drink on the float.
I'm sure there's a lot of drinking and probably something else in the background going on,
okay.
perhaps.
She should have let them pregame.
Allegedly.
I thought so, too. Mm-hmm. It's a gay pride parade. You can't get drunk. And
yeah.
I thought... I
Everyone
know.
Gets crazy at those in West
right?
Hollywood.
To have fun.
It's West Hollywood. You have to go crazy.
I agree. So what do you think... Oh, yeah. Speaking of judging, go over to iTunes. Give us a rating. Please subscribe, because we would love to have you. Comment. Give us a little read, if you'd like. A little read, honey boo-boo. Boop-boop, bye. Keep the lights on. So there you go. That's my spiel. Go to iTunes.
Well said, honey.
Thank you. Also, if you want to watch us on YouTube, you can see our pretty faces. Bye. So I think that the Sheena and Stassi horse is going to be beat to death the entire season. I don't think it's ever going to stop. So we got to move on to, I think the real reason why Stassi takes out so much aggression on Sheena is because of her relationship with Jax, which of course is a hot topic the entire damn time. So what do we think, my dears? We see them sitting at lunch. I just said this a little bit ago, but Stassi was saying that Jax said he slept in his car. I mean, can you blame the dude? If you're getting yelled at till 4 o'clock in the morning, you might as well just go sleep in your car.
I would too. I would run away from her. If I was getting yelled at all the time for every move I made, he even says that, like, every day it's something new. He's doing something wrong and she's constantly yelling at him. And you can't blame him. That would drive me crazy.
Mm-mm. And her defense is, I'm testing you. Like,
why you gotta test somebody?
Why are you testing me?
Yeah, like, you're my boyfriend, but I have to give you these little tests that you can either pass or fail every day. And if you fail, we're gonna get in a terrible argument every day.
But for some reason, he's still crazy about her and deals with it and puts up with it and doesn't mind it.
Yeah, if he's dumb enough to put up with it and go sleep in the car, then he deserves to sleep in the car.
Yeah.
I agreed with him, though, on that sleeping in the car.
Read, honey.
Sleeping in the car?
I agreed with him on that.
The question is, what kind of car does he have? Because
a truck?
If he has, like, a two-door, then it sucks.
Then
for
that's
him.
Sad.
If he has like a pickup truck or
you
something,
get a
he
crick
can
in that
make
neck.
A bed in the back.
It sucks for him either way.
It does.
But when have you ever had someone you had to go home to who's really pissed off at you, and you're just like,
I think you just don't.
I don't want to deal with
that's
it.
What,
yeah.
I agree. Yeah. You just don't go home, or you break up with them if you're in a relationship.
And
with someone
I bet you Jax didn't go home and was not sleeping in the car.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do not think he was in the car either.
No. The way they were setting it up.
Call
with
us, Jax. Let us know.
With the commercial, mm-hmm. They were like, you know where I was sleeping. I was expecting it to be like Sheena's house. And I was like, yeah. Threesome, what?
I was expecting
it to
be
Tom Sandoval.
Yes.
Just kidding.
We can see some little gayness going on. It is West Hollywood.
It's Hollywood, and
you never
it.
Know. Like they say about spaghetti. It's straight until it gets hot. Then it becomes loose and limp. So think about that.
I thought you were going to
so
say
think
that
about
that. That's a girl.
You know where it goes. You know where it goes. And then I saw whenever they got back to the restaurant after the parade, and Jax and, of course, Stassi are completely mad at each other because of this whole lotion situation, which I think is ridiculous in any sense of them.
They just need to move on.
It's
from
amazing.
It.
Right. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Lisa says to Jax, she's like, my allegiance lies with Stassi. And I'm like, I think that Jax is a harder worker than Stassi, so why not put your allegiance with him? But I know that Stassi is friends with her daughter.
Stassi's a really good employee.
She was really good at Sir.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like it on the show, though.
I know.
I'm
going off with the show. Yeah.
But can't she keep them both? I mean, I've worked in a restaurant, and we've had relationships that don't end well, and they keep them both. I mean, if anything, he's the one who's the harder worker, just from that scene alone where she tries to pull him away, and he's, like, running credit cards and trying to do stuff. I want to fight with you in the middle of this shift when we're packed.
No.
Yeah, and there's people in the restaurant, and they're just fighting with each other across the bar, and it's
really?
And,
like, awkwardly
there's
glancing.
Customers right there.
Mm-mm.
Time out. I wrote this down. He says to her, she comes up to the bar and she's like, can I get my Coors Lights or something? She asks mm-hmm. for some kind of beer to, I'm
first
assuming,
episode?
Serve to someone.
The second
no,
episode.
No, second
yeah.
episode. Okay. And he goes, did you want to talk? Can we step outside and talk? That was him.
Was that?
Yes.
It was him.
She was going to the bar to get some beer.
Yeah, which, I mean, I don't know. It was both of them, though. She goes to the bar and she doesn't say a word. Like, I mean, she says, like, she asks, maybe she asks him, does she ask him about the drinks first?
For Coors Lights, mm-hmm. yeah.
But she literally just stands there, like, the whole time just staring at him, like, won't say anything.
Yeah, because he wouldn't give her the Coors Lights.
Mm.
There's more than one bartender. Why'd she have to go to him?
I mean, he was the one that asked her to step outside, and then he was all annoyed when he was outside and was like, you want to always start an argument. Why do you want to argue? Wait.
There's no question about it, though, that she's, like, obviously overbearing and controlling and... Stassi, I love you. Please come on our show. And you're gorgeous. The most beautiful, I think. But beside that, I mean, she's kind of putting it down
and
on him.
I wrote this because she said in that argument when they go outside after the whole Coors Light incident, I honestly think she's like, you even said it yourself, you're mean to me. And I'm like, I would be mean to you too if you just constantly berated me saying, this is what you're doing wrong as a boyfriend. This is what you're doing wrong. Of course you're going to be mean. Like, what are you going to do? I feel like you'd take that personally. So, of course, you'd have to fire back. And then she gets emotional and cries. And, of course, he gets upset and is like, stop the waterworks.
Well, he tells her she's insecure. He says it over and over again. You're insecure. And it's like...
And then she storms off.
Yeah, it's like you realize that you're insecure. And then he'll realize that he needs to grow up. Like, come on, work together on this, guys.
But they're both immature. Isn't this like every Saturday night with every guy and girl in like every town? Like,
it's part of the joy of going out in Hollywood, because you walk down the sidewalk and there they are, like, you know what you did to me? You know what you did to me. And then they're like fighting, and it's just ridiculous.
How much did you like it when he takes like the 7 shots in the bar, and then before he even says hello to her? And then when he says hello to her, he's like, hi, nice to meet you. My name's Jack.
Yeah.
And then she's just...
That was the best part.
Oh, my God.
Are you drunk?
She was so mad, too. And he was just, like, trying to be, like, I don't know, friendly and making a joke.
I want to go to Sir just to fist bump him for that. I was like...
Good job, too.
And then take 7 shots.
Yeah. Well, I was telling Danica while we're watching it, it's like, that is... It shows that he is... a guy that goes to places and meets women very easily.
He's a model.
What's his name? Sandoval? Tom Sandoval. Tom Sandoval was talking about, like, when they had the room together and they had the curtain was like a revolving door with women coming through. How do you get noticed at a bar? You go up to the bar and you order a bunch of shots and take them in front of everybody. No matter how drunk you are the rest of the night, people are going to be coming up and you see them like, you're the guy that took all those shots. I mean, it kind of subliminally introduces you to everyone in the media area.
It's like a business card.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know that Jax would have to take that many shots to get noticed. He's pretty cute.
I think he just knew he'd be dealing with
Stassi
later. Yeah.
I think he's just trying to,
Well, that night, everyone was drinking before they were talking to her. Even Sheena. She takes her drink and she's like, hold on. And she like chugs it. And then she's like, okay, now I'll go talk to her. Same with Jax. It's like, wow, they really have to get really shit-faced before they talk to her, which is sad.
I hated when she tried to tell him, like, hey, well, it's like, it's a birthday party. Why'd you have to get drunk? And he's like, it's my best friend's birthday party. Yeah, why can't you just grab a cocktail and be an adult? It's like... It's his friend's birthday party.
He wants to have fun.
Yeah.
And they're like frat brothers, basically.
Exactly.
Like, that's what they do.
And they're still young.
I mean, yeah, 33 is not that old.
Oh, I forgot. Jax is nothing.
Yeah. But even then, like, it's a birthday party. They're servers. If you've been a server, you know that no matter what your age is, you go out at a night, you're going to get wasted.
That's industry code, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Michelle, you're giving... You're giving some face. I like it.
Team Stassi. I just think that he puts up with this and he fuels her fire, so she's not totally to blame. Even though you're calling her insecure, you have to be insecure as well to be in a relationship with someone that's insecure, no?
We see that at the end of the episode as well.
I think she was more so not upset because he took 7 shots, but also because he walked in this bar and didn't say hello to her. Anyone in a relationship... Not to go back to Real Housewives of Atlanta again, but Kenya did the same thing when Walter walked in and took shots and didn't say hello to her. If you're in a relationship with someone, you need to come say hello to me when you first get into the building.
But that's a whole
That's why I don't have a boyfriend.
Though, right? With Walter?
That's why I don't have a boyfriend. But if I did, he would say hey to me first.
And then go do shots.
Yes. I think they were technically broken up before they were even broken up. I mean, at that point... It was like, it was already gone too far.
I don't know, Jake. Don Julio, though, can call your name.
It can call your name. You never know what's going to happen. But I think you make a good point, because at the end, it was Jax that was making the relationship wanting to last, because Stassi was like, we're done. Move on.
That surprised me, too.
And he was like, you don't need to put your foot down. You don't need to end this.
She might have already known that he was a little bit mentally incapacitated with the shots, though, and started to, like, put on big girl pants for a minute.
I think so, too. I'm surprised that it wasn't the other way around. Mm-hmm.
That was her most likable point in the episode for me, was when she finally does put her foot down and, like, her insecurity goes away. She is like the person, like, look, I'm not putting up with this shit anymore. And she says, you don't have me anymore. And that was power. Like, she knows how to break up
with
someone. Because that is, you don't have me anymore. Like, we're not breaking up. We're not doing that. It's just, you don't have me. I'm not yours. We're not anything. It's done. I mean, she did it pretty powerful.
I thought the breakup was stupid. I thought she didn't, she should have said, like, I'm breaking up with you. She never, I mean, I get that she broke up with him. I think he gets it too, unfortunately. But to me, it kind of seemed like they were still in the midst of the argument and she was still trying to negotiate and, like,
Little open-ended.
Yeah, it was a little open-ended instead of being like, hey, Jax, you know what? I'm breaking up with you right here, right now. Cut it out. Move your stuff out of my apartment. She's like, why don't you get your own apartment? Why don't you buy your own furniture? Instead of saying, buy your own furniture because you're no longer using mine in my apartment. But yeah.
He did seem like, I mean, when she said at the very end, she was like, you act like a child all the time. She's been saying this whole episode. At the very end, he kind of was a little bit of a petulant child. Like, why are you leaving me? Like, you can't just put your foot down and end all these things that we had. And she's like, I don't know how to communicate with you. And clearly they don't.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they'll be back together. I feel like it's one of those relationships that's always going to come back and back and back. They're always just going to be in your life.
Oh, I bet the producer's going to push it so much, too.
Oh, yeah,
just from
sure.
the previews for next episode.
Right. Yeah.
Like having him show up at the same bar she's at and that kind of thing. So, yeah, there's no way they're going to let this slide.
Right. I just feel like the entire premise of this little breakup is completely unfounded, clearly, because of what's happened. So
they're probably married.
We'll
now
see
or
more.
More to come for sure. So I think we've gotten all of our drama out. So let's go into some news.
Wait, and AfterBuzz
TV news.
But we have a little extra.
A little extra.
Sorry. Little beepa.
I didn't like. What did you guys think of the high school bullcrap while they were like sitting at the table in the bar and they try to make Stassi apologize, and she's like, I'm sorry for just trying to help him out. I'm sorry for trying to have a good time.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. That was... Yeah.
I blacked out on that part of the night. I don't know what you're talking about.
Try to block it from your brain.
Yeah. Stassi was like, you have to apologize and kind of thing. And then she's like, sorry, I was having fun.
Yeah,
and then
Sheena she was talking like, about the...
And then she got mad at her for saying if or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, you have to apologize straight to my face and saying if I did this and if I did that. And then
I
it was
on
very
it.
High school drama-ish.
I think that was a smart move, though. Someone's apologizing to you and they're like, if I did this to you, I'm sorry. And they're like, why are
Not
you apologizing if.
If
you did it? Like, own it. Be like, yeah. If you have something
I'm
to apologize
sorry,
before, I'm
this.
Sorry I did this.
Or don't apologize.
And I don't think that Sheena has any reason to apologize to Stassi.
Yeah.
I don't think she owes her any apology. That's just my opinion.
And one more line. We saw Lance Bass. He gets a paycheck.
How many reality show stars does he know? Lance, you're hanging with
the
Kardashians.
I know.
Yeah. If you want, come on our show. I'll tweet you. You have a spot next to me. It'll be fab.
Oh.
Ooh, spot next
cozy.
To me.
I don't think you're his type.
Not playing for the right team.
Okay, you'll have a spot next to Jake.
All right, so here's some news and gossip for y'all. I did some digging today, honey, and I was like digging a grave. It was like all kinds of dirt coming up. Tom Sandoval, this is not bad, but this is good. Tom Sandoval, he has his band. It's called Pierce the Arrow, and they actually performed at a pre-Golden Globe party this past weekend. So good for them. Get your life.
Right.
Get your money. And you can
right,
follow them.
Sure.
You can follow them on Twitter at Pierce the Arrow. At Pierce the Arrow. And they have an album on iTunes called Good Lift, and it's like an alternative kind of music. So if you're feeling kind of angsty, download.
Like
Car
Nirvana
ride.
Angsty? Or?
No, like more like, like fun. Kind of
not One Direction fun.
Not One Direction
okay,
fun.
Okay, good. Thank God.
Yeah. So after some serious digging, I found some pretty juicy stuff on Miss Sheena. Turns out, after Eddie Cibrian, she used to date supposedly John Mayer.
Oh, who wow. hasn't?
Right,
are you kidding?
Right
me?
after Jennifer Aniston, like this happened, like right after Jennifer Aniston, and she was the runner-up in a Hawaiian Tropic pageant, and she's also modeled for Ed Hardy, which is. Fitting, I think. They supposedly met at the Beverly Hills Cigar Club, and Sheena told People Magazine that she and Mayer are only friends, and that he's a great guy. He's funny and sweet. So, this whole selling stories thing that Stassi brought up, it's kind of there with People Magazine. Like, that's not Us Weekly. That's not Star Magazine. That's People Magazine. Like, that's a staple.
And she swears, oh, I didn't sell any stories to them, but somehow they keep turning up in these big magazines and selling them.
Maybe we can ask her next week. You'll have to stay tuned.
Let's talk about the fact that she said he was sweet and what?
Sweet, and he's a great guy, and he's funny and sweet.
No one has ever described John Mayer as sweet. So,
no. So check yourself, lady. Mm-hmm. And also, she has trademarked her name, Miss Sheena Marie. All three words, Miss Sheena Marie, are trademarked. So sorry that you can't take it anymore.
Oh, she's branding.
I know. Branding is all about branding.
Oh, and it's all about trending, too.
It's not over. When Sheena was 19, she and other prospective Hooters girls sued the restaurant chain after they discovered they were being filmed after being instructed to don uniforms as a part of their job interviews. So they told the girls during the interview to go in this closet, change their uniforms, and they filmed them. She went public with the details in 2004, and then it turned out 40 other women came forward, and it was a class action lawsuit. So, Sheena is...
Where was that?
This was here in California, because she's from right outside of Pasadena, San Gabriel Valley, yeah.
Sheena is not unintelligent. She sounds very, very... on it.
She has stayed relevant since 2009.
Well, she's been around the block.
Sheena also recently alleges that Eddie Cibrian asked her to go out with him while dating Leanne Rimes. So, I don't know, Miss Leanne. You might need to check your boo and say, I gotta put that leash on you.
I think Eddie needs to take some acting skills from his affair skills.
Yes. Then we can land a part. Okay.
And then
Miss Stassi, this is not her first foray in reality TV. She was on Amazing Race Season 8 Family Edition with her family, her mom, her dad, and her brother. They were eliminated on the fourth episode. And it was whenever she was a senior in high school, her summer before that, I think. And she had dark hair on the show, which she was barely recognizable. And she was kind of soft. I'll say that. She was...
Is that her natural
not
soft.
As skinny. Not as skinny as she is.
Soft.
So there it is. So she knows what she's doing. She knows how to play for the cameras.
Obviously.
She knows what to do with producers. And she's been on a legit Emmy-winning reality show. So good for you, Stassi. Even though you didn't win.
Tweet us.
So that's it for news and gossip. I'm so excited about it. And now, well, let's do some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I want to start off every single predictions section with this one question. Who do you think it is that Lisa fires in one of the episodes? We'll go until she fires someone. So, we got a while, I think. Who do you think it is? First impression, go.
You go
Jax.
First.
Me too, Jax.
I think it's Jax.
That's what I was going to say, too.
I don't agree.
You don't think so?
I think it's going to be good TV to fire Stassi and then have her come back.
Oh, yeah.
Then have her beg for her job back and get her back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Stassi almost got fired on an episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, too.
I know.
Yeah, I remember that.
I feel like if they fire Jax, I mean, they're going to have to find another person to introduce into the show and everything. And people are kind of unless they don't replace him. Like, people are going to forget about him pretty quickly if they fire him.
Yeah.
So to keep him on the show, not have to get someone else on the show, go through the whole problem of introducing more drama, firing Stassi, one of the main people that'll cause drama outside of the restaurant, inside the restaurant. Everyone's going to be fighting each other. Everyone's going to be like, Sheena, why'd you get her fired? Kind of stuff. So, I mean, I think it'd be a smart move to move in that direction.
What about the whole Lisa being very loyal to her thing, though?
That's why I don't think she would fire her.
Sides. She would choose her over Jax.
Doesn't matter. I'm talking about from a television and production standpoint.
That's true.
The producers have a say. And
more views.
To keep a story and to keep good television, they will sway her to make the decision for that.
And maybe it's dramatic irony, and that's why she keeps saying, like, I have so much loyalty to Stassi. Yeah.
And so it I makes fire sense. People like me fired. Be tricked.
So that is it for our show this week. I'm Jake Dupree. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, @Jake_Dupree.
And I'm Danica Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter at Danica Kennedy and at DanicaKennedy.com.
I'm Michelle Renee. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee LA, MichelleRenee LA.
Hey guys, and I'm Brooke Chavez. Follow me on Twitter at Brooke Chavez LA. That's Chavez, Chavez.
And you can find me at Stephen Lemieux or on many of these after shows as a engineer.
Thanks for watching.
From Bing.com, executive producers Marie, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.